With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Looking to tighten security along the southern border, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed a package of bills aimed at cutting the flow of deadly drugs and illegal aliens across the porous border.
Biden's deliberate inaction has left Texas to fend for itself. The authors of the United States Constitution foresaw a situation when the federal government would be inattentive to states that faced challenges at their borders.
Governor Abbott's remarks aired by KRGV-TV. Among other things, the bills he signed provide hundreds of millions of dollars more for border barriers. We have heard plenty about President Biden's disastrous poll numbers, but congressional leaders, one in particular, do know better in a new Monmouth University survey.
According to the poll, Senate Republican Minority Leader Mitch McConnell earned the lowest overall rating among American adults, with 6% approval and 60% disapproval. McConnell is the only leader to receive a net negative approval from members of his own party, falling far behind his Democrat and Republican colleagues on how they are viewed by the American public. Only 10% of Republicans said they approve of McConnell's job performance, with 41% disapproving and 49% having no opinion. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, with the U.S. taking the lead, a 10-nation coalition will try to curb Houthi rebel attacks on international shipping in the Red Sea. Some will conduct joint patrols, while others provide support in the southern Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden. The funeral is today at Washington National Cathedral for Sandra Day O'Connor. President Biden will eulogize the retired Supreme Court justice. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 64 points. This is SRN News. A battle over homosexuality is brewing at one Texas school.
Officials at Abilene Christian University have agreed to review the sexuality policy after complaints from an LGBT alumni group called Wildcats for Inclusion. That organization is upset about a recent event that featured a man who has abandoned the gay lifestyle and now condemns it. In an interview with Religion News Service, school president Phil Schubert says he does not expect any major changes in the ACU policy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Depending on what poll you trust, up to 30% of Americans now describe themselves as non-religious. They're referred to as the nuns, and half of them say they are atheists or agnostics. The other half just say they're followers of no particular faith. The nuns span class, gender, race, ethnicity, and age. More than 4 in 10 young adults are nuns, and researchers say that's a sign this cohort will grow. This is SRN News. Turning wastewater into drinkable water, proponents say it can be done.
California regulators plan to vote today on new rules to let water agencies recycle wastewater and put it right back into pipes. Lakeisha Bryant of the Santa Clara Valley Water District says the water will go through what she calls a very expensive advanced water treatment process.
Microfiltration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light disinfection, and the water is pure water at the end.
The state has struggled for decades to have a reliable source of drinking water for its more than 39 million residents. Right now, Colorado is the only state to recycle wastewater. I'm Donna Porter.
Google has agreed to shell out $700 million and will make several other concessions as well, settle allegations by states that it stifled competitors to its Android app store. More details, SRNNews.com.